So you see people get like incredibly worked up over a news story, right? They're fighting in comment sections, totally convinced it's the end of the world.
Oh, yeah, completely.
And then, I mean, 2 weeks later, complete amnesia. They've just moved on to the next crisis. And as someone who teaches PhD level psychology, this collective forgetting constantly fascinates me.
It's wild. We spend all our energy on something only to, repeat the cycle the second a new trigger appears.
Exactly. Which brings us to the core of what we're exploring in today's deep dive. We've spent the last 3 weeks watching how predictable human cycles are, specifically looking at Law 3, which is everything is a cycle. If you want to know what is coming next, just look at what happened before.
Right. And today is a light but super vital day. It's about actually coding that realization into our brains by writing your Module 3 long-term code for your Day 7 work.
Yeah, and you'll notice the workbook has us start these mantras with the word computer.
Which sounds a bit sci-fi, I know. But why? Because we are literally trying to input a command to, override our biological hard drive.
Right. And to prepare you for this, both of us actually went through the week's exercises to see how this rewiring feels in practice.
It did.
And I found the process incredibly revealing. For my mental code rewrite, I chose, computer, protect my time by ignoring outrage that will soon be forgotten.
Oh, that's a really good one.
Thanks. I paired it with the distill point. Outrage cycles are designed to capture attention and waste time. And to anchor it, I used Winston Churchill's observation about how the further back you can look, the farther forward you are likely to see.
That Churchill quote highlights a massive blind spot most people have.
Yeah.
Yeah, we get so caught up in the present emergency that we forget it's, well, a manufactured loop.
Exactly. I've started looking at these outrage cycles like malware that hijacks your brain's processing power.
That's a great analogy.
It keeps your CPU running at 100% on a background task, so you just don't have the energy to do your actual work. But my psychology background tells me that simply knowing this isn't enough because we are fighting our own biology.
Right, the biology is strong.
So I wanted to ask you, since you're the neuroscientist here, if evolution hardwired us to follow the herd for survival, isn't it actually dangerous to intentionally code our brains to ignore the crowd?
Well, that is the exact tension we're dealing with. Historically, I mean, being exiled from the tribe meant starvation or predation.
Right.
So your brain inherently craves the safety of the herd. When you agree with the crowd, even just, joining a shared outrage in a comment section, your brain releases safety signaling neurochemicals like oxytocin and dopamine.
Wow, so siding with the herd literally feels safe physically.
Exactly. Therefore, when you disagree or step outside the cycle, your brain fires off pain receptors. It processes stepping away not just as socially awkward, but as a literal biological threat.
Wait, really? So when we try to apply Law 3 and step out of the cycle, our own brain is sounding a false alarm telling us we're going to die in the wilderness.
Precisely. It's a survival mechanism misfiring. And that requires conscious, deliberate rewiring. It's why my own selection attacks this instinct directly.
Oh, what did you choose?
My code is, computer, when the herd runs one direction, check if the opportunity is the other way.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, and I paired it with the distill point. Human behavior repeats far more than people want to admit. And for my quote, I looked to Marcus Aurelius, who spent a lot of time reflecting on the predictable patterns of rising and falling empires.
Okay, so the goal here is to use those exact phrases to build a competing biological response.
Yes. Since your brain needs repetitive signals to build new neural superhighways, circling your chosen code, distill point, end quote, today is vital.
And reviewing them 3 times a day, right?
Right. Doing that review, plus your bedtime question one last time for this module, isn't just busy work. It is neuroplasticity in action. You are physically changing the architecture of your brain to override those primitive herd instincts.
Which is why finishing week 3 is such a massive milestone for you. Congratulations on that, by the way. But before we wrap up today's deep dive, there is one more crucial mental hack you need to implement.
Oh, the bedtime question hack.
Yes. Tonight, when you do your final bedtime question, append this exact phrase to it. Ready? I can't wait to start the next chapter's work tomorrow. I'm excited about the discoveries it will lead me to.
Adding that primes your brain's dopamine system for anticipation, which prepares you perfectly for the journey ahead.
And you will definitely need that open mindset because we are moving on to a powerful new law in week 4.
Which is, never take the advice of anyone on any specific thing that they have not proven to be highly competent at.
That one is going to shatter some illusions for sure.
Oh, definitely.
But before we get there, I want to leave you with one final provocative thought to mull over.
Go for it.
We've spent all week analyzing the predictable cycles of the herd out in the world. But what if the most predictable, destructive cycle you need to break isn't happening out there at all, but is actually the one playing on loop inside your own mind tonight?